Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man live from the incredible Cook's Warehouse, where it is the playground for culinarians that love goodies. It is just the place to come and get the greatest, neatest, coolest things for your kitchen. I know I've bought a bunch of stuff here because I'm always thinking of kitchen gadgets. Also, to remind you, today is National Pie Day. It is National Women's Healthy Weight Day and National Soup Swap Day. Now, I know you're saying to yourself, what in the world is National Soup Swap Day? And that is a day where they try to promote people making soups at home and sharing their different soups with everybody in the neighborhood. Now, nice idea. I don't know how many people are going, oh, my God, tomorrow's National Soup Swap Day. I got to get my soup ready. Do you do that?
You don't have your soup ready? Are you serious? I thought we were swapping today.
Well, we are. I'm going to try to swap your soup with the soup man's soup. Yeah. No, I did make I made a gumbo last night. Now, I learned from a chef in New Orleans. I was telling him why I use Savoie's roux that comes in a jar. Mm-hmm. The best roux, my friends, if you're going to take it out of a jar, go with Savoie's. Because I hate standing there stirring and stirring and stirring. And a chef told me, he goes, why would you do that? I said, to get my roux. He goes, do you have an oven? I said, yeah. So he taught me how to make it. And it took 42 minutes to get to a dark roux. And after that, chicken, sausage, bay leaves. I'm a purist. A little filet. And then I use basmati rice. And I cook it a little different than most people do. But it's just absolutely incredible and perfect every time in my rice cooker. Oh, my God. That was great. So that was my soup. I would have brought some for you today, but...
That sounds pretty amazing.
It was. It was really good. And I know you've got an incredible soup today. In fact, why don't you run down the recipes you got for us today, Matt?
So today we're going to do a little appetizer that was inspired by one of my favorite chefs here, Doris Copland, who teaches a lot of our bread classes. It's a caramelized onion and goat cheese bruschetta. It's a very easy recipe to make, but it is a hit at every party. It's one of my wife's favorites.
And, you know, that's one of the things. People, they hear goat cheese, they hear bruschetta. They go, oh, my God, it's got to be really difficult.
No.
Just the names make people go, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. They're wusses. They're culinary wusses. You can really work with those things and have fun, and it's not that much to do.
No. This is one of the easiest recipes that you'll turn out that'll be a hit, I promise you.
Well, and I'll tell you what. You've made a lot of hits in your life. And what's the second hit for today?
The second thing we're going to do is we'll get the soup started in honor of our special guest. The soup we're going to do today is a kale and Tuscan white bean soup. It's a soup from a good friend of mine, Nancy Waldeck, who is the healthy partyologist. She has...
The what?
Healthy partyologist.
How in the world can you have a party and be healthy?
Well, you know, Nancy's food, as you'll see with the kale soup, it's healthy, but it tastes amazing.
Really?
And you drink lots of wine with it.
Well,
and that's your answer.
There you go. I mean, what else? What else needs to be said? And then you've got.
And then after that, I've got a blackened salmon panini with, of course, a little bacon, and then a little house-made sriracha aioli.
And you know, anytime you're using paninis or anytime you're making sandwiches, it's the topping, it's the aioli, it's mm-hmm. the mayonnaise, whatever. If you really want to set it off perfectly, you got to have the right sauce. It's like down in New Orleans, the po' boys. If you don't have the right aioli, it just doesn't work. So this is really, really good, and you're going to share your sriracha aioli with us. That sounds just right out of the bin. That sounds right.
Yes, it's awesome.
And then, of course, so you're having a soup and a sandwich.
Soup and a sandwich.
That's right. There you go. And then, of course, you're going to finish up with something if we have time, because got to warn you, my friends, the soup Nazi himself, Larry Thomas, will be in with us in the second hour. He's down, I believe, at the food bank, and their group Soup Man, the Soup Man Soup Line, is donating a bunch of soup to the Atlanta food bank, which I think is very, very cool. And he's going to be with us today, and he will be with us in the second hour, so... You paid homage to the soup man and to the soup Nazi, and I think that's very nice of you, Matt. So if we have time, because there will be a lot of craziness when he gets here, I understand, you've got a nice little cookie for us. I mean, the cookies. Oh, my God. What a chocolate chip cookie recipe.
It's the chocolate lover's cookie, so it's got three types of chocolate in there, and Florida Cell, which we sell here as well. So it's got that sweetness, saltiness. It's got everything you could ask for out of a cookie.
Kind of like you and me.
Sort of.
Sweet and salty.
That's right.
So we're starting off with the soup to get it ready and get it cooking up.
We're going to start off with the bruschetta. So we're just going to, because it's going to take a little bit for these to caramelize down. So I just got the onions right in a fry pan on medium with a little bit of olive oil, and I'm just going to leave them alone. That's the key.
Now, of course, the onions, when he's using onions, there's only one onion he would use, and that is Real Sweet Onions by Human Produce, Peruvian Sweet Onions, because they are the sweetest onions on earth. And I don't know if you knew this or not, Matt, but February 6th, they are having a big banquet down in Vidalia, Georgia, and the Department of Agriculture and the University of Georgia Agriculture Department is going to officially name, for the first time ever, the sweetest onion from the state of Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, all the Vidalia onion growers in the 18 counties, and there's a bunch of them. Last number I heard was like 65 to 100, something like that, to actually grow Vidalia onions. They all selected as many entries as they wanted to and sent them to the state. And they are going to announce February 6th who has the sweetest onion in the state of Georgia.
That's pretty
exciting.
That'll
be huge.
Hopefully it's real sweet.
Oh, hopefully. I'll be there. They've invited me to the banquet.
Nice.
So I'll be sitting down there. I'll probably do an interview with the agriculture, head of the agriculture department. And let's talk a little bit, since we do have real sweet onions. Now, when caramelizing onions, if you do it right, it takes a long, long time.
Correct. It does take a while to do them if you do it correct, because basically what you're doing is you're pulling all the sugars out of the onions and you're caramelizing those, thus browning those. With this process, I'm speeding it up a little bit because we're going to cook them almost to a nice caramel, and then I'm going to add a little bit of brown sugar in there for a little sweetness, and that sugar will help caramelize them up real quick.
Now, have you heard this kitchen hack? See, I love kitchen hacks. I'm the laziest chef that ever walked the face of the earth. There's not a kitchen hack I usually don't like, but for caramelizing onions, it's called the Maillard effect, where you take a pinch or two of baking soda, you throw it in the onions while they're cooking, and you can actually have caramelized onions in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Now, I will warn you, because I've tried it, and it works amazing, but here's the problem. It doesn't give you that deep, earthy, really heavy caramelized flavor that you want, like in onion soup.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just for caramelizing, for effect, and for a little flavor, and for soup and stuff, try that. It's a pinch of baking soda. It's called the Maillard effect, after a French chemist, and it's something to do with the chemical reaction between the soda, the baking soda, and the something in the onions. I'm not a scientist. I don't remember what it. But it works really, really neat. So a pinch or two of baking soda tossed into your onions will help caramelize them faster. You didn't think I knew that, did you?
I didn't.
In fact, they even have a little baking soda for you.
We do have some baking soda.
I mean, you have everything here. Now, what about you use? Do you use onions a lot?
I use onions a lot. They're one of the. We were just talking a little bit ago about the best smells in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And onions and garlic, that combination is one of those that just sets me off. I love it. So I use onions a lot.
Well, onions are so versatile. Now, of course, this time of the year, unless you're using real sweet Peruvian, tend to be very acrid. They tend to be very strong. And, of course, if that's the problem, then you come to Cook's Warehouse and get yourself some eye goggles, or some onion goggles.
That's correct.
See, I knew that.
See? That's
I got it. A pair at home. Mary sold them to me.
You need them. You need them.
It really does, because it basically what it is, it's the acidity from the onion. And the more, especially during this time of the year, the onions are the strongest. The shells are the skins are the hardest. It's really, really, really tough on the eyes.
It is. And the other thing about it is, one of the biggest mistakes people make is the acidity and the gases that hit your eye only happens when you go against the grain of the onion, when you destroy the cell walls of the onion. So I teach my students, and one of the reasons you said sharp knife is because a sharp knife will get through the job a lot quicker with less bruising, so you will end up with less tears. But if you have a tear problem, come here and buy the onion goggles, because they
Annie
work.
Cook's Warehouse has them, and they're a must for the kitchen, and they are really, really, really easy on the eyes. Now, Chef Matt, he is the man here at Cook's Warehouse. He's a manager. See how they're browning up a little quicker? It's kind of amazing. He has shown his culinary skills. We've had a lot of fun so far. He's got the onions working. We've got the sandwiches coming. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life, my friends. We're going to be celebrating the good life today with Chef Matt South of Cook's Warehouse. And, of course, the Soup Nazi will be joining us in a little while. It just doesn't get any more fun than this in beautiful Marietta, Georgia, baby.